An atmosphere of joy and camaraderie filled the streets surrounding Radio City Music Hall on Thursday as people waited to pass through the security checks to attend the Dalai Lama's lecture on meditation and the Buddhist way of life. Those are subjects a beaming young ticket holder named Mark says he knows almost nothing about.
Here to check out what he has to say, hear what kind of wisdom he has to share, and do my best to follow it, you know?
Manhattan is a world away from the Himalayan mountain kingdom where the Dalai Lama was born and where Tibetan Buddhist mind training was developed. But New Yorker Ann Smith says the message is universal. She explains how the Dalai Lama's teachings have benefited her.
It has helped me in the sense that when I have a problem, I try to stop and think about the causes of the problem that I've created myself. And what I can do to be constructive about it rather than venting anger or just being frustrated.
And the Dalai Lama?
He teaches nonviolence primarily in the mind, and that means patience for the most part, and ethical discipline, and it has been a tremendous help for me in my daily life.
A gray-haired New Yorker named Elizabeth has been standing behind us in line, listening and nodding.
The Dalai Lama's thought a lot about life, and he's got a healthy, sane approach to the world.
And what is that approach in a nutshell?
He believes that the way we think causes our problems. And if we make our minds clear and calm, the world will be a calmer and saner place.
This lady came to New York from Dallas, Texas, over 2,000 kilometers away, to hear what the 1989 Nobel Peace Laureate had to say.
He's the epitome of compassion to me. He has no judgment about anyone. He loves everyone. And if you notice all the people in this line, they exude this peace and this tranquility and love and kindness that it's just phenomenal to be around.
Nearby, Gabrielle is exuding curiosity.
I come here for spiritual nourishment, I suppose you could put it that way. I want to become more educated in terms of Buddhist scripture. And I think he's certainly been studying them long enough to be able to explain them to lay people, and he's a wonderful human being.
A young woman named Whitney expresses hope that the upcoming lecture will satisfy her spiritual and her intellectual sides. She says she likes the way the Dalai Lama builds bridges between different peoples and different ways of thinking.
I think he's a really cool dude. I studied neuroscience in college, and I love that he is interested in neuroscience and tries to kind of combine Eastern and Western philosophy, and that he has that curiosity about how we think, and he kind of embraces our ideas, and he shows us his.
Before long, Whitney and several thousand other attendees have passed through the iconic Art Deco portals of Radio City Music Hall and taken their seats inside to hear what the Dalai Lama has come to share. After completing his New York lectures, he will continue on to Japan later this month. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.